Okay, so we welcome you to the airwaves of Radio Islam International. We've gone about 37 minutes past the hour of nine. Now, today we're gonna take a look at the fourth component of the Adal and Ihsan equation. So, alhamdulillah, over the past 6 months, we have engaged in extensive discussions, and that was regarding Islamic business and professional ethics. Then most recently, we took a look at the formal code of Islamic ethics, what is known famously as the IOFI code of ethics, and this is based on the Adl and Ihsan equation, and that is where all ethics are premised on the principles of justice as well as excellence. So today we conclude this discussion, inshallah, by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll be taking a look at the fourth component. We did say from the beginning that there are four parts to this. We took a look over the past few weeks over three of them. The fourth one is the one that is remaining. So we're going to discuss the fourth component of the Adl and Ihsan equation, which is engaging with others positively. Now, to do this, we welcome Mawlana Safwan Aflaki, the Sharia advisor at Al Baraka Bank and also the founder of Deen Pro, onto the program. Mawlana Safwan, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Hope you're keeping well, Mawlana.
Alhamdulillah.
Okay, so Mawlana, now the last component of the Adl and Ihsan equation is engaging with others positively. How important is this component, and what ethical virtue is it based on?
The importance of this particular component, that is engaging with others positively, can never be underestimated. A person may, in whatever they're doing, have the correct intention and mindset. They may plan to do things in the right manner and do it in the right manner. They may do the right thing in the right manner. However, if this last component, which is engaging with others positively, is not found, then there is a high likelihood that all the other efforts will be in vain, and whatever issue is trying to be addressed will remain unresolved. The objective in our lives and in our workspaces is to rectify the wrong, right? Whether we are ordinary employees or we are responsible for management, etc., our objective is to right the wrong and to persuade people to do the right thing. The objective is not to, hurt their feelings, break their heart, and neither is the objective to vent our anger. Anger needs to be addressed and managed according to one's own means, but it should not be vented onto others. Keeping this in mind, we understand how important it is to manage ourselves, manage our emotions, and to address issues in a way that gives rise to the solution that we are looking for. Because if you do not engage in a positive way, the problem is very likely to remain unresolved. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Holy Quran regarding calling to his path. Allah says, "Udu ila sabili rabbika bil hikmati wal maw'izati al hasanati wa jadilhum billati hiya ahsan." Call to the path of Allah with wisdom, beautiful advice, and respond to people in the best manner. So we understand how important it is for us to have the correct approach when addressing an issue. The fundamental ethical virtue that this particular part of the Adl and Ihsan equation is based on is tawasi bil haq. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Asr, wa tawasu bil haq, exhort each other to righteousness or to truth. In summary, this means that we should always be encouraging others to do good and avoiding evil, but not just doing it, in a very raw and unprofessional manner, but it should be done in a knowledgeable, positive and prudent manner through the use of reasoning, influence, authority, etc., which will actually the end result of that will be the required output and the positive outcome of what we intended.
Yes, Mawlana, that is absolutely essential and important. Now, what are some of the common violations of tawasi bil haq that occur in the workplace?
Just to mention a few, one is impatience. So a person, when he sees somebody making a mistake or doing something incorrectly, they show irritability or restlessness, and this results in the other person becoming perturbed, etc. Another point is that of selfishness, where a person lacks consideration for other people and is only bothered about their own personal benefit. What do I stand to lose? And when we reason with people only on that personal, selfish basis, it doesn't allow them to think broadly, and it becomes more of an offensive, defensive sort of confrontation. The third aspect is that of indifference and neutrality. So where there is a particular issue that is being raised, it's important that we show care and concern, and we should also display our care and concern to the opposing party, to the person that we are addressing, and you know, specifically make mention of the fact that we have their best interests at heart as well, and this will assist in addressing the issue at hand. Another important thing that we find is that people tend to respond to unethical behavior with unethical behavior. So we should always maintain the ideal on our side, irrespective of how others behave, and that will be a means of leading by example.
Marana, how do we monitor and how do we manage this component as far as our individual capacities and organizations are concerned?
Also a very important question. I'd just like to mention one more thing that I forgot to mention earlier,
okay.
And that is the importance of cooperating in investigations. So many a time you see a person behaving unethically or committing fraud or some unethical act, and because we don't want to, you know, seem to be against that person and we don't want to get into a conflict, we just keep quiet, we do not report it, or when we are asked, we just remain silent and say, I don't know. This is incorrect. According to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are supposed to declare and testify to any evidence that that we have with us and not conceal it at all. So this is a very important aspect. Now, to answer your question in terms of how do we monitor and manage tawasi bil haq, or how do we manage and monitor engaging with others positively in our individual capacities and organization, the first thing is we need to create an environment of positive engagement and empathy. And this is easily achieved when those that are responsible for management, those that are the leaders in the particular organization, they lead by example. If they do this, automatically the spirit will flow down and it will inspire those under them to also engage positively and in the correct manner. We should also reward good conduct and positive leadership. So there should be a certain, last week you spoke about performance management and KPIs, etc. So this is something that should be monitored as well, that you identify and reward the positive leadership traits that an employee displays in their work environment. Something very important is that we should have Islamic leadership awareness or training sessions. Many a times, you know, people are set in their old habits where they do things in a certain way and they adopt a certain attitude for whatever reason. And they just need to be told and they need to be inspired to do things differently and to think out of the box, to reflect over their own actions. And we need to enable that particular aspect by creating such leadership and awareness sessions and training sessions, which will force our employees and ourselves to think and reflect over our approach when it comes to dealing with issues. Something very important as well is that senior management should be accessible to even the lowest ranked staff. So if those that are in senior management positions make it clear to everyone in the organization or anyone under their authority that we are here to listen to you, and you know, any problems that you may face, we are here, and there are no barriers between us. It will make it much easier for them to reach out to you in the case of any problem, and it will also make sure that those that are in the middle management, those that are in between, don't take advantage of those that are beneath them. So it will and force everyone to engage positively with their peers and with their subordinates in the organization. A very important closing point here is that we should, in our personal capacities for our own selves, we need to create and maintain an attitude of standing up for the truth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُونُوا قَوَّامِينَ بِالْقِسْطِ شُهَدَاءَ لِلَّهِ وَلَوْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوْ الْوَالِدَيْنِ وَالْأَقْرَبِينَ إِلَىٰ آخِرِ الْآيَةِ. Allah mentions in this verse that we need to remain steadfast on the path of justice, even though this remaining steadfast on the part of justice may be to our own personal detriment, or it may have negative consequences for our relatives or parents, etc. So this is something that is very important. No matter what, our objective as Muslims is to always stand up for what is right and stand up for the truth. An example from the life of Rasulullah is when one Sahabiya, the Makhzumi lady, stole, and she was to be punished by the chopping, severing of her hand. Some Sahaba came and requested Rasulullah to pardon her because she was of noble stature in the community. And Rasulullah was extremely upset by this, and he said that had it been Fatima bint Muhammad, my own daughter, who was to steal, I would have cut her hand off as well. So we should always have this attitude of standing up for the truth, irrespective of who is before us. And through this, we will see, the positive outcome of our actions, and we will see all those around us also behaving in the same way and seeing to the broader interests of our organizations and businesses.
JazakAllah for that, Manana. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you in abundance. It was a very fascinating, very interesting discussion that we had, taking us through these Adal and Ihsan equations and the four different aspects of the four different components that comes with it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq that we can practice. We sincerely thank you for your time and for sharing these pearls of wisdom with us.
The most important thing is we encourage our audience and our business people, those people who have authority, whether it's in public benefit organizations, etc., to implement these ideas. That is the most important aspect.
Most certainly. JazakAllah for that, Manana. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you. Walaikum salam. So that was Maulana Safwan of Laki, and today we have concluded that four components of the Adal and Ihsan equation. And as Maulana has said, we went through the four of them. Knowing them is not sufficient. It's more important about practice. So if you, in the business scenario especially, but generally in life also, these equations and these components will fit in many different aspects of our life. It's important that we don't just know them or learn them, but we should be practicing upon them as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire. We're going to go for a break. When we come back, we'll do the Q's and A's.